So Carlos, what's up, man?
So Greg, man, you know, just living life.
Living life. You know, for 10 years I lived in downtown LA, so I kind of really like what this movie's about. Can you just talk about the location shoots? Because you guys, I think you covered a lot of ground, or did you really not cover a lot of ground with it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, we shot downtown LA, so we were definitely on location. But you would think we shot actually in so many more areas, and it was all within this like 4-block vicinity. But our DP, man, he was great. He knew how to, he got some great skyline shots, and just, you know, we definitely made it feel like we expanded the universe versus what we were actually walking around in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, did you like the idea about Righteous Thieves, the narrative spin of it? Was that one of the main attractions, along with getting to work with someone you've worked with before and you continue to work with as well as a co-star? So
yeah, well, all of that. First of all, the story, yeah, the story itself, and just the idea of how this art was stolen. During World War, that there's this history behind it. It's easy. You can easily write something about a Picasso painting that we got to get back, and that we got to steal, and we're going to get rich off of it. You know what I mean? But there was more meaning behind what we did in the film. Hence Righteous Thieves, right? We were the righteous ones. So that was really interesting. And also, you know, speaking of the cast, I actually had not worked with anybody yet. I had got this film. I worked on Station 19, which is a show I'm on now, but I guest starred on it, and my character in it, Theo Ruiz, was he was involved with other people during the guest star, my little run. But I was offered to be a regular on it for the following season, and that summer was when I got the film. So I really appreciated, I kept telling Jaina this actually when I got the movie. I kept telling her how much I appreciated that we were doing this film together, because it was an opportunity for her and I to kind of connect and establish a rapport, you know, prior to me going on to her show and going on to work with each other on a much more consistent basis. Because now we had that kind of friendship already, you know what I mean? And that comfort, instead of kind of just showing up into the show and being new, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. So that was fun. And Lisa, I've never worked with her before either. That was my first time. And Cam and everybody else, you know, I was a newbie into this.
You know, you were mentioning the phrase meaning behind it. I was looking at your IG and you said you wanted to be an actor since you were 11. Yes. And is it because you want to put meaning behind it? Meaning not just this project, but something like Station 19, which can be considered entertainment fair for people who love that genre, but then it also explores different colors of diversity and an expression of one's background and culture. I think there's a lot of meaning behind what you're doing. Do you see that with this project and especially with Station 19?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just want to tell stories that that connect with people on an emotional level. Like I want the action stuff is always fun, you know, whether it's we're stealing art or fighting, you know, bad guys or stopping fires in someone's house, you know what I mean? All that's fun and entertaining. But yeah, it's those stories when between people that hit home to me, you know. And when I was 11, it was Romeo and Juliet, actually, Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet that I remember. I remember just seeing the trailer, and it wasn't YouTube back then. You know what I mean? Like you couldn't hop on YouTube and just, oh, pull up the trailer and let me show you. You know, it was, if you caught it on TV, it was like, oh man, I want to see this one, dude. Like this one was good. But there was also Movie Phone. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, hello, welcome to Movie Phone. And so I would call it, man. I would call it just because I wanted to, you know, press one for this movie, to hear the trailer, to hear the audio, press two. So it's like, just to hear, like, in a world, da, 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 Leonardo DiCaprio. And there was a part in it that he yells, he's down on the ground on a field full of, like, lilies or whatever. And he's just like, Juliet! And I remember thinking, like, fuck, man, it gave me butterflies, you know? Whatever he was feeling in that moment, he was going through pain and despair, whatever, but he, it resonated, and the way he screamed, it just, I felt it. And I remember, I was like, I want to make people feel like that. So if I could tell stories where people feel any kind of emotion like that, then I feel like, damn, man, I'm living my dream.
Carlos, as passionate as you were when you were 11, having dreams of acting, did you ever feel like one day you would make it to where you are right now, to the point, and going back to your IG feed, the fact that you can were able to buy your mother a house, did you ever think that you could get to that point? Because I work with the media. I can't even buy my mom like peace of mind or anything. So so props to you. But did you ever feel that you'd get to that place?
I want to say yeah, because I have no backup plan. I'm not even graduate high school, my man. So I knew, I was like, there was a lot of ups and downs in my life. You know, there's just kind of things, the direction like kind of fell off track. I had children, and there's a lot of things that like, but ultimately at the end of the day, I was like, I'm going to be an actor. Even when it seemed like the longest shot in the world, but I always just believed in myself. You know, I believed in the dream, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, ain't no telling. You don't know what's going to happen. But I always felt like, oh, it's my destiny. So I don't know. And that's not to be like egotistical in any way or to think like I'm the shit or anything. I just always was like, I feel like that's what I want to do. Like I was meant to do this and I didn't want to give up. I mean, it took me. I moved to L.A. two times prior to my third time when I stayed. And I didn't work now regularly until 10 years later, 2017. You know, I moved out to LA 2008. So, and December 2017 was when I was like, okay, from then on, I've been working. Thank Jesus.
Well, not to derail you from Righteous Thieves or Station 19, but yeah. I did see recently that short you did 4 years ago with a singer I love, a musician, Dia Frampton.
Awesome.
That is a very dark short. And I'm wondering, not to derail you, but do you have filmmaking plans? Because I think you have a lot to say behind the camera as well. And it's very uncompromising. And I think that's kind of your flavor. Maybe, I'm guessing. So
no, thank you so much, man. I genuinely appreciate so much that you watched that and that you know Dia. Yeah, that great. You know her. She's awesome. So I know her from acting class. We studied together. And yeah, you know, well, that was a time actually that like I said, I didn't catch really a break until the end of 2017. So all 2016, early 2017, I worked on this short because I was just kind of, it was one of those situations of like, you know what, create your own stuff, you know, because if things ain't happening for you, you got to make things happen, right? So, you know, write your own projects, do this, do that. So I was fortunate enough that I have worked in my life that, you know, I had some residuals come in here and there. And I got a nice little check one day. That I decided, you know, I'm just gonna invest this and I'm gonna rent cameras and I'm gonna make a short film to gain some experience, you know what I mean? So I feel like I'm doing something to progress my career, my growth, you know, in any kind of way. Because I really believe, you know, if you what you put out there, you get back, you know what I mean? Like into the universe. And if, you know, and if you're putting work out there, like you're putting the initiative of like, oh, I'm gonna do things, then it's only gonna reward you with more. So I took that moment that's what I did. And it's so crazy that you brought that up. Thank you so much, man. Yeah. And Trip, everyone. Entrip.com.
Very interesting short. Really enjoyed it. But final question is a two-parter. First off, from your acting resume, can you tell or suggest to our listeners and watchers a project that you've done that you feel is underrated and you'd like for them to check out and why? And then the second part is just one of your all-time favorite movies and why is it so special for you? Just those two parts.
Yeah. Sure. I'm really proud of Vida, which was short-lived, and I feel there was so much more story that could have been told. And we, you know, it got a lot of love, and there's a lot, you know, there's a few fans that run into me and always say, "Oh, Vida was so good," and So I appreciate the, you know, that it impacted and connected with so many people. It's unfortunate that it ended so soon, but I'm very, very proud of it. And I hope that that's something that I hope people eventually, they get their eyes on it and, keep it alive. And favorite movie? I mean, my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, or anything off the top of your head that you really
My favorite movie of all time is The Godfather, hands down. I have the Godfather memorabilia everywhere. Like it's chef's kiss of a movie, you know?
One, two, or three, which is the one?
One, it fluctuates, you know, but I'm going to say one. One is my all time, and two, I got my top five. I'll tell you my top five.
Okay.
Got The Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Goodfellas, True Romance.
I love that.
Great. And Gladiator.
It's amazing.
Those are my top five, and we can keep going because then we get into like Pulp Fiction and all, you know, I keep going, but those are my, like, oh, I love these movies. They just, every time I put them on, it just, you know, it just makes it like, oh, I can't wait. One day I'm going to do some shit like this.
Carlos, thank you so much for your time. Before you leave, Long Station 19, Righteous Thieves, anything else down the pike for people to check out?
Just that right now. You know, I'm looking forward to people checking out the film. Station 19, as you said, it just came back from its winter hiatus. So we're on every Thursday, 8:00 on ABC, Hulu the next day. And yeah, you know, we'll see. Hopefully I get to do some more stuff with some really good, cool directors and filmmakers. You know, I just want to keep telling good stories, and I hope I get the opportunity to keep doing that.
Great. Thank you so much, Carlos. I appreciate it all the time.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Keep directing.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate that. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.